everybody here, Tyler, all the ones that's here today, and we just ask, Lord, this it's a great day to be able to come and just talk about the Lord and hear about the Lord and worship with brothers and sisters of Precious and Light Faith, because there's not a lot of it out there in the world.
That's right.
We're the only light they'll ever see, saints. As we read this morning, we're going to read from Psalms 64. And before we read, let's go to the author and ask his permission. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us to come and gather around your word. And Lord, forgive us of our sins. And Father, just come down and feed our hungry souls today, Lord, and fill them so much, Lord, that you gave us your word to heal us and deliver us from our own destruction. Father God, you just step in and let your word come abound in us, Father, that one day you look down and see yourself in us, Lord, in full and glory, Lord, that we may know and walk out of here, Father, with you and be with you for the rest of the journey, Lord. We ask that, Father, that you just bless all of those that couldn't be here today, all the ones that's sick and afflicted, Father, just touch and bless them and be with each one of them, Father, and be with the ministry today here that's coming. It came a long way to bring his word to us, Lord, and we ask you to just touch and bless him. Bless all the Sunday school classes and all the ones that's here today. We ask you now, Lord, as we come and read your word, you just come down and reveal it to us, Father, and have your way with us most of all, Father, because that's what we come here to be, Lord, is you in flesh. And we ask in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As we read Psalm 64, hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy.
Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked,
from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words.
They may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly they may hear and fear not.
They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them?
Search the iniquities.
They accomplish the diligence of their search. The inward thought of everyone in the horror of the deep.
But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded.
So they shall make their own tongue fall upon themselves.
Amen.
Yes.
And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Amen. You may be seated.
Let's turn to page 195 in the Spiral Songbook.
Behold, what manner of man is this who stills the raging seas? He heals the lame, the sick, the lame, and makes the blind to see. He opens all the prison doors and sets the captive free. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? Oh, he's the Lord of glory. He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father throughout eternity. Behold, what manner of man is this who healed the lame and halt, who said, thy sins be forgiven thee, take up thy bed and walk. He stands as the mighty healer now and cries, look unto me. Behold, what What manner of man is this? What manner man is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. His name is wonderful. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father. Throughout eternity. Let's sing that first verse again. Behold, what manner of man is this who stills the raging sea? He heals the sick, the lame, the halt, and makes the blind to see. He opens all the prison doors and sets the captive free. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father throughout eternity. He's the Lord of glory, he is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is he, everlasting Father throughout eternity. Amen. What promises we have in him. Amen. Let's turn to page 663 in the Spiral Songbook before our brother comes out. Amen. We cannot be denied from Christ because we are a part of him. Amen. He can't deny himself. When pangs of death seize o'er my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. An instant with a courage bold, I stood upon his word. I would not be denied, oh, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done and Christ my Lord is here. For I would not be denied, no, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, when pangs of death seize o'er my soul, and to the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. For I would not be denied, I would not be denied. Since Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Since Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Amen. Let's sing that chorus, He is here, in the key of C. Oh, He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. And He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name again. And He is here. Listen closely. Hear Him call. Calling out your name, here.
Name, he said he'd be in the midst. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord coming. Appreciate you coming and being here and all in the Lord, and just have a good time. We're looking forward to the word of the Lord as our brother brings the word unto us, and pray that the Lord would bless. Now remember, then this coming Wednesday night, Brother Danny Del Mundo will be with us ministering, and then Sunday will be Brother Quinn will be with us, and then we'll have one break in there, I think, and then one after the others, different ones come. Brother Douglas will be here ministering, and then Brother Landland. So we got quite a bit of scheduling done to where that we can, look forward to hearing from other ministers from other parts of the world. Amen. So if you believe he's here, then thank him for being here. Right? Thank him for being here, that he could guide each and every one of us. All right. So let's just sing as we go into the services to bring in Brother Seriano. Appreciate him coming. Appreciate his wife coming in the fellowship and all. And appreciate Brother Luis and his family for hauling him around and doing. And just pray the Lord would bless them to get a good car, because their car broke down and everything. So you'll have to go ahead and hook him up. Wait. So, we pray that the Lord would give them a good car back in place of the work there's breaking down. Doing the work of the Lord so we can depend on it, right? And we can say, thank you, Lord, for doing that. So let's just sing, Open the Eyes of My Heart, as Brother Seriano comes to minister the word of the Lord unto it. So, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. Remember all the sick among us, and pray that the Lord would bless each one. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. see. Amen. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted. Is that what you desire? To see him lifted up?
Your desire to see the Lord Jesus? I want to see him this morning. And we can see him in his word. Amen. And I want to thank the Lord for his grace that we are able to visit this church again. Thank the Lord for Brother Luis's family and his being a faithful servant. He's been driving us around to different churches and using his donkey. And finally the donkey has to be sacrificed. But I believe they're in good hands. And I believe that the Lord will replace the donkey. Thank you for your donkey, Brother Wade. We're using your donkey now. Okay. Well, sure is a pleasure to be here once again.
Amen. Amen.
Be in fellowship with brothers and sisters of like-minded faith.
Yes.
And with Brother Dale and his family. This church has been precious to us. And we think of you a lot in our prayers.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I just wish to show you a type in the Old Testament.
Right.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 26 to 28. We talk about the story of Joseph. We normally focus our attention on Joseph.
Yeah.
But today we're going to focus our attention on his brother, Judah. Because I'm going to talk about the transformation of Judah.
Right.
He was transformed.
Right.
We'll read verse 26 of chapter 37,
yeah.
Genesis. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit if we slay our brother and conceal his blood?
Yeah.
Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. And then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph to Egypt. But in chapter 24, the same book, Genesis 44, verse 32. This was when Joseph intended to detain the younger brother, Benjamin.
Right, yeah.
Verse 32, we read, for thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame for my father forever. Now, therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, an abandonment bondman to my Lord, and let the lad go up to his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come to my father. These are the words of the Lord. Let's pray. Oh Father, we humbly come before you this morning and ask that you give us inspiration, Lord. Send the anointing both to the speaker and the hearers alike. And Father, may you give us a wonderful time in worship. And may you extend your hand and reach out to the needs of the people, for there are many. We want to give you all the praise and honor and glory in the service. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May be seated. Praise the Lord. So, I was telling Brother Samuel that this has been a long trip. We would have been 8 weeks away from home, traveling around the U.S. On the 17th of June. And we'll fly out of Atlanta to go to New York and then on to Manila. So you pray for us because we're missing our congregation. We're missing our family.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Chi-Chi is missing her dogs, so pet dogs. And but it sure has been a wonderful journey, because we saw God is with us wherever we go.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We want you to pray for the saints in the Philippines. They have forecast a big storm, a big typhoon. They say it's equivalent to the typhoon Haiyan we had about 6 years ago. And it's going to strike the country maybe late tonight or tomorrow morning. So just be in prayer for the saints in the Philippines. And also, I want you to pray for the church in Hong Kong, because there's a lot of trouble. Because of the protests going on there these days, because China is trying to change the laws in Hong Kong. You know, Hong Kong used to be under the United Kingdom administration, and the people there are used to living a democratic life, and they used to be so free. And now Beijing is trying to clamp down on the Hong Kong residents and trying to change the laws there. And they told the Hong Kong residents, you have to accept the fact that you are now part of China, you know, just like all the other provinces of China. But the Hong Kong people, they would not take that, and they're now going out on the streets and for protests. As many as 2 million people go on the street to protest against the Chinese government.
Right.
Well, we know what the prophet said about communism.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And you talk about communism, China, I believe China is the biggest communist country in the world now.
Exactly.
I thought for a while that communism has gone down. It's, it's going to fizzle out. But Brother Branham said the three isms will be swallowed up. In communism, Nazism, fascism, and communism. And we see it happening in our days. China becoming a very influential nation in the world. That it's considered now a superpower. You know, one of the 10. I think they rank China now as number 3 economic power in the whole world. And so we're living in troublous times.
Right. Oh, yeah.
this AIDS is truly critical. And so
Amen.
We think of the church in Hong Kong.
Amen. Yeah.
Brother John Durrett was there, visited the church in Hong Kong a while back, and he ministered for us. And they want to greet you in the name of the Lord, Brother John.
Amen.
And so remember them, because the church in Hong Kong, my church in Hong Kong, is mostly made up of Filipinas that migrate to Hong Kong to work as domestic helps.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So they work there and take a two-year contract, and they're only able to come home once a year, like they were given a month's leave in a year to be with their family. So you know how tough that would be. But the sisters are so faithful.
Amen.
And the church is actually growing.
Amen. Glory.
We presented the message to a group there, a little denominational group, which is led by a Filipina sister. This is another group. This is not my group.
Right.
It's a new group.
Right.
Yeah. And they all, no, not all, but 17 of them received the message.
Amen.
And they are now ready to pull away from the big organization.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen.
So we want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen. So praise God. Going back to our subject, Judah.
Amen.
You know, what could be worse than killing your own brother?
Yeah. Right.
Well, Judah made this suggestion. Instead of killing him, why don't we just sell him? Make a profit, make money out of our brother.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And that to me is worse than killing your brother.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
To make money out of your brother.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But he didn't care. He had that, I would say, Judah, had that Judas spirit on him. You know? Because, you know, he sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And Joseph was sold for about the same
right.
amount of money, 20 pieces of silver in his time. So we understand that Joseph typed Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. But I want to show you this morning that Judah types you and me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And every Christian believer that has been born into the body of Christ.
Right.
Because Judah was a changed person. After they sold Joseph, then the Lord started dealing with Judah and started thinking about what happened.
Yeah.
And when it came time for the family to go back to Egypt, of course, you know the story. I'm just cutting it short because we don't have the time to go through it. But they got food from Egypt, and Joseph was instrumental in saving the whole family from this great drought. And they brought food to the brothers, the siblings of Joseph brought food back to Jacob and his family.
Right.
And when the supply ran out, then they went back again to get some more food.
Right.
And I'm thinking of the message now, you know.
Amen.
There's drought taking place in this world.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Not that there's a drought for food.
Right.
There's plenty of food.
Sure. Yeah. Amen.
But there's a drought for the understanding.
Right.
There's a drought for a true revealed word of the hour. there's a famine going on in the whole world today. And there's only one place where they can get food. It's through Joseph. Amen. There's only one place where we can get food and nourishment for our souls today. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the revealed word of the hour. I mean, the whole world is dying. The whole denominational world is dying. They have the word, but they don't have the revelation of the word. Praise God. So We're thankful to the Lord that we have an unending supply. That while the whole world is starving spiritually, we are feasting every time we gather here, every time we come to church. You get to eat of the fresh manna, anointed word of the hour. Hallelujah. And so, but Joseph's condition was that they have to bring the youngest brother. Of course, Joseph knew that was his full-blooded brother, Benjamin. And we understand that Benjamin typed the 144,000. You know, the last of the siblings that will be saved. So he was brought with the other siblings into Egypt, and Joseph saw him for the first time, and his heart was truly moved when after he saw Benjamin. And you see, Joseph's intention was to keep Benjamin and rescue Benjamin so that Benjamin can live with him. And he doesn't really care about the other brothers. But he cared about Benjamin. So he wanted to keep him. And in order to do so, he put, of course, that silver cup in the sack that Benjamin took with him to take back to their homeland. So, you know, the story, he had to detain Benjamin because of it. And now, look what happened. Judah became the hero. He became the savior of Benjamin. He was willing now to get himself arrested so that his brother can be set free. He said, Therefore I pray thee that let thy servant abide. You can detain me. Make me a slave. Do whatever you want to me. But set my brother free. Hallelujah. Instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord. And let me the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father. Of course, he saw how Jacob was hurt when he lost the first son. He thought he lost the first son. That was Joseph. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said he mourned for him for days. And the brothers and the sons and daughters, they came to him and did all things to try to comfort him, but he would not be comforted. And Judah saw this happening. And he didn't want to be responsible for this to happen again to his dad. So he said, you need a servant, you need a slave, just take me. But set this young lad free and let him go back to our father. You see, now from being a goat, in the beginning, who sold his brother for money, now he became a hero. He became brave. He's not afraid even to be a servant forever. Even to give his own life, hallelujah, for the sake of his brother, half-brother. Hallelujah. And you know what? This was actually what worked on Joseph's emotions. When Judah said this, you know, he's probably thinking, you're willing to do this? Give your life for your half-brother? And that was too much for Joseph. And that's when he said, you get the people out of here. And he started to reveal himself to his brethren. Amen. I am Joseph, your brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And it struck me. It struck me that a man can be changed from a coward to a hero. Amen. Hallelujah. What caused the chains? See, I believe God is showing us the type here.
Amen.
That the person can be changed.
Amen.
No matter how wicked, how sinful a person has, no matter his upbringing, whatever it is, you know, his background, God can change that person and make him a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, if any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. All things pass away. That's all your old nature. Amen. And you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And how does a person become a part of the body of Christ? By one baptism. You are baptized in one body. By one spirit baptism. And so we thank the Lord, amen, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know that baptism of the Holy Ghost is still available for all of us. Amen. Today, it's still the same Holy Ghost that was given, poured out on the day of Pentecost. We can receive it. It's available for you today. The same Holy Ghost that filled the first Christians. And when they started speaking in tongues and performing all kinds of miracles in the book of Acts, it's the same Holy Ghost that is present here. And he is available. And this experience is God has made it available for each one of us today. Hallelujah. See, look at Judah. He was selfish, arrogant. He was dishonest. He was unloving, opportunistic. He was a greedy person. Think of it. He was carnal. And he was indifferent to people's feeling. His dad's feeling. He didn't care about his dad's feeling. He didn't care about his brother's feeling. But he went ahead and suggested, he brought this idea to his brethren. Don't just kill him. Let's just sell him. We can make money out of this thing.
Right.
See how crooked he was? But then he became selfless. And he became sensitive. And he's now feeling for other people. He now becomes a caring person. He's now displaying his love and his caring for his family, his dad. And he now feels responsible. And he's now ready to give his life for his little brother.
Amen. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because of this, Joseph could no longer hold his feelings and he started revealing himself to his brethren.
Right. Amen. Right.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham says, the baptism of the Holy Ghost will do that to you.
Amen.
Right. It will transform your life.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, transforming, he defined it. I used to work for a public service company. He was a lineman where he had we had transformers and to transform. Now the word means itself something like to transform means something that's been changed, something that's changed from one thing to another. See, it doesn't mean just to repair. And do a patch up job.
Amen.
You know, it's a complete overhaul.
Amen.
You become a new creature.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot take your old personality, your old nature into the new birth.
Right.
Hallelujah. The new birth, hallelujah, gets rid of your old nature.
Right.
You completely die to yourself so that Christ can live in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that be by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In our language today, this means that's the least that you can do. After you've been redeemed And, you know, Christ died for you. He gave up his life in exchange for your soul. Now you have this rebirth. And this is the most, this is the least that you can do, is to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is your reasonable service.
Amen.
And be not conformed to this world, but ye, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
I believe that's the most evident change that happens to a person. During rebirth, after his rebirth, you will see less and less of that person.
And more
of Christ.
Amen.
We get to manifest less and less of ourselves.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
We become less selfish.
Right.
Or self-centered.
Right.
And we become more and more Christ-centered.
Right.
Hallelujah. The more mature you become, the more Christ-centered you become.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. Your life is changed.
Amen.
You become a new bottle for the new wine.
Amen. Right. Amen.
New vessels for this new message, brand new message that came from God in our age.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the new wine is put into new bottles.
Uh-huh. Right.
The new skin had oil in it because it's flexible.
Amen. Right.
Of course, we understand that bottles then were made out of skin, animal skin. I understand it a little bit more after Brother Samuel told me how they make wine. I think you're having communion this afternoon. Okay. You're having to make your own wine. In the Philippines, we just buy them from the grocery, grocery store. Because we don't have as much grapes to work with. But Brother Samuel told me that when the wine is made, it actually produces some certain kind of gases.
Right.
As it, what you call the process here? Ferments. The fermentation process produces gas. And the new wine expands. That's why new bottles have to be used as vessels. So that, Brother Bam says, the new skin has oil on it. You can't use an old skin because it's dried up. So when the new wine expands, then the vessel, the dried up old skin will crack and it will burst. You lose the wine as well as the vessel. But new skin has oil on it. Brother Bam said it's flexible. And that's what we need to be.
Amen.
Flexible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when the Holy Spirit comes down and says the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the same today as it ever was. Divine healing is the same as it ever was. That new wine begins to spread out and the skin gives with it.
Right.
Oh, I like that. Hallelujah. This word becomes to spread out and the skin, this skin, gives with it. Every time the word of God is preached in its power, then the new skin will holler, amen. It will give away. So you see the wisdom in the new bottle for the new wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you cannot put this message into a denominational bottle. Imagine putting this message in the Catholic Church and the priest starts preaching about the seals. No, they can't do it. They'll just burst. Amen. They can't handle this new wine. But thank the Lord, amen, hallelujah, that he has prepared a new breed of people. Amen. A new creation. And the new creation can handle the new wine.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You cannot mix this message with your old denominational creed.
No. Right. Right. Amen. No.
old denominational idea or traditions. You cannot put this message in traditional Christianity.
No. Yeah. Right.
When this message comes to you, everything becomes new.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. And you don't try to be a Christian no more.
Right.
Because, amen, when the new birth happens
right.
and you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
yep.
it automatically changes your life. Becoming Christ-like
right.
becomes a second nature to
right.
you.
Right.
You don't even have to try.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. Because if you just try to live a Christian life, because you're a part of the message church,
yeah.
you come to
right.
a message church, so I must live a Christian life. I must dress right, and you sisters, you have to grow your hair long, not cut it.
Yeah, right.
Brother Branham said, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then everything will just become legalistic
right.
to
right.
you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Right.
Amen? Because you're just trying to make yourself do it.
Right.
You're trying to discipline yourself.
Right.
Hallelujah. But if the Holy Ghost come into you,
glory.
He does the disciplining.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. You don't do it legally, Brother Branham said.
Right.
But, amen, you're happy to do it.
Amen.
You do it in appreciation of your salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Brother Bram says, it's just like a mainspring
yeah. yep.
of a club or a watch.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like the mainspring in a famous watch. Probably talking about Rolex watch. When that mainspring sets in the middle of the watch, it controls every movement of that watch.
Right.
Every movement, every single movement of that watch. And that's what's the matter, friends. He said, now I hope you see this.
Yeah.
I hope it's the Holy Spirit in the middle of your spirit.
Amen.
Right. The Bible says a new heart will I give you and a new spirit will I give unto you.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. But after you've taken on a new heart, a new spirit from God.
Yep.
People are mistaken that that's the Holy Spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But God said, I will put my spirit in you.
Right.
Hallelujah. It becomes the mainspring of the watch. The mainspring of our being. So that every move, every thought, everything that we do on this earth, hallelujah, is now controlled by that mainspring. Mainspring. Hallelujah. He says, you see, the Holy Spirit is in the middle of your spirit.
Amen.
It has to be in the middle
right.
of your spirit, your thinking.
Right.
And that watch spring makes all the rest of the movements just stick just exactly to the place, keeping perfect time.
Right.
When the Holy Spirit is in the middle of your spirit, it makes every action of the Holy Spirit in you tick off just exactly according to God's timepiece.
Right.
And what is that? That's the Bible,
Amen.
The Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, somebody told me it's so hard to conform to the Word. It's in our day and age, in our scientific age, age of technology, it is so hard to live a Christian life. And I told him, it's not hard, it's impossible. Impossible to live a Christian life without the Holy Spirit abiding in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't you think that you can make it without the Holy Spirit? How we need the Holy Ghost to take full control of our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it changed them. Brother Bram said, the rising of the sun, he said, it changed them. Anytime the baptism of the Holy Ghost happens to a person, it changes that person.
Right.
It quickened them.
Yep.
It made them different.
Yep. Exactly right.
They were a changed people from then on.
Amen.
It quickened them from an old life of being a coward.
Right.
Think of it.
Right.
They used to be cowards. To like the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes.
From cowards to Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
It's interesting that Brother Branham mentioned the tribe of Judah here.
Yeah.
Because the Lion comes from the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
They absolutely face martyrdom,
yep,
nailed to crosses, crucified upside down,
yep,
burnt and thrown into the lion's den. No more courts about them. Death has no victory over them at all.
Right.
The dynamics was in the mechanics. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It quickened their mortal bodies.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Aren't you glad that there is a promised bride that will come on the scene?
Amen.
And the bride is not just mechanics.
Right.
It's not just tapes and books.
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's mechanics and dynamics.
Amen.
Tapes and books, the word, the written word, will bring you to death without the dynamics. It's the dynamics, the Holy Spirit of God that brings it to life. This is the quickening power of the Holy Spirit is what gives you illumination about the Word of God. Hallelujah. So Brother Bam says, There's no need, there's no use giving your car a simonized job.
Nope. Right.
Young people probably don't understand what a simonized job is. Well, today in our language, we call it auto-detailing. But what use, what good will it do to us to auto-detail an old car?
Right. Right.
Rusty.
Right.
You know? No use. No use in putting a new engine on that old car.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But even if you put a new engine in that car, put a new heart, so to speak, in that car, Brother Bam says, I don't care if it's a new engine, if it's a brand new car, the paint is all shiny, the upholstery, you can smell that it's new, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it will get you nowhere.
Amen. Yeah, right.
Without the spark.
Amen.
Right.
I don't care if it's filled with gas.
Yeah.
You put a full tank on it.
Right.
Filled with gas or diesel, hallelujah. What without the spark of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Without that electricity, hallelujah.
Amen.
It won't run.
No.
Amen. Amen. Aren't you thankful?
Amen.
That the bride age has come. That we don't just have the books and tapes. You don't have just have the mechanics, because everybody has the mechanics. Everybody has the table on their phones now. Hallelujah! But even if you have the app on your phone, if you don't have the mechanics, you'll get nowhere. Hallelujah! You need to have the dynamics. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Not just a new heart. Not just a new spirit, but the Holy Spirit has to come into your new spirit.
Amen.
So that every move, every action, hallelujah, that you make is controlled by the mainspring, which is the Holy Spirit. So, why Judah? Genesis 49 verse 10 says the scepter, that stick that the king holds in his hand.
Yeah, right.
It's the stick of authority.
Yeah, right.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah. It had been prophesied that this king that would come will come from the lineage of Judah.
Amen.
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet. Until Shiloh come and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Hallelujah. So the Messiah was prophesied to come under the lineage of Judah.
Amen. Yeah.
No wonder it was Judah, amen, that came out, stepped out, and saved Benjamin.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He became the savior of Benjamin.
Amen.
I hope you're seeing the type now.
Amen.
So he was a coward at first.
Yeah.
He was materialistic at first.
Right.
He was selfish. He was just thinking of himself.
Right.
He was not thinking of the welfare of his brother at first.
Right.
But then God changed that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was willing to give his life to save, in order to save his half brother.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. So why did it have to be Judah? Because it was prophesied in the word. Jesus Christ had to come through the lineage of Judah. Hallelujah. The Savior will come from his lineage. Take me instead. Like Moses, who said, blot my name out of the book. God could not do it. He couldn't go against his own program. Was it Moses? It wasn't Moses. It was the Christ in Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 32. This was when Moses asked the Lord to blot his name out. He said, you know, if thou will forgive their sin, because the Israelites, you know, after having seen the hand of God move so mightily amongst in the midst, they were still stubborn. They still complained. All they do was see the negatives. And Moses was being aggravated. And then, but he said this before God. He was praying to God. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin. Moses interceded for the nation of Israel and asked God to forgive their sins. Hallelujah. And if not, if you won't forget their sin, don't kill them. Blot me out. Blot me. He said, I pray thee out of thy book which thou hast written. You see, this was Christ in Moses. Hallelujah. Kill me instead. Take my name out of your book. And God could not do it. Hallelujah. God can never take a name that has been predestinated, placed there before the foundation of the world, out of the book of life. Oh my. That's how confident Moses was. That's how confident Christ was. That he would never lose a single one of them. Hallelujah. Every single one of those predestinated seed will come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. I can't change my program, Moses. I can't blot your name out. That would make me a liar if I do that. Hallelujah. So, We know the rest of the story. Israel is still a powerful nation up to this very day. Hallelujah. Because Moses prayed for them. For the people that constantly aggravated him. This was, Brother Branham says, in this quotation, he said, I remember one time a man named Moses, and those people constantly, we would call it in our southern expression. I didn't know this was a southern expression. Yeah. Aggravated him. They continually aggravated him. Just constantly kept him on the move. Everything was a murmur or a complaint and so forth. But Moses, when it come to the showdown, when God said, separate yourself from them because I'm going to take you and start a nation.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Oh my. Mm. Sometimes as a pastor, I felt like Moses.
Yeah.
You know? I felt like just forgetting it and turn my back on my congregation.
Yeah.
Just, all they give me was problem.
Yeah.
And just start another work.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like doing that sometimes, Brother Samuel? Start another word.
Yeah.
Start a new nation. I give you a new nation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because I'm going to take you and start a nation. And Moses throwed himself in the path of God's wrath.
Yep, right.
Oh my. Said, take me and not the people.
Amen.
This is the pastor's heart.
Yep, right.
This is the pastor in Moses. Take me, not these people.
Right.
Hallelujah. that he called them rebels and rebellion against God and against him, yet he loved them so much till he said, take me and save them. Oh my. If you don't have, if you run out of things to pray for us pastors.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen.
Pray for Brother Dale.
Yeah, amen.
You know, he's been on this stuff for many, many years now.
Yeah, buddy. Amen.
And you don't know the heartache, the pain.
That's right.
You know, the trouble that, you know, people give him.
Yeah.
When they start to criticize and complain.
Yeah.
And murmur, you know, say bad things about him. We were just in a church where some people were spreading some lies about Brother Dale.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You pray for us.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Pray for your pastor.
Amen. Yeah.
Love him. Support him the best that you know how.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was a lamb. A priest, when he took the sealed book. How many knows that?
Right. Amen. That's right.
Only the Lamb was worthy to take the closed book.
Amen.
It speaks of his first coming.
Amen. Yeah.
He was a lamb first when he took the closed book.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. But then he became a lion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And so the lion is the one who cried and seven thunders
right.
uttered their voices.
Right. Yeah.
And we understand that Brother Bam says the thunders, they reveal Christ.
Amen. Right.
The thunders, that's the voice of God.
Right.
Amen. That reveals God completely. The ministry of the Son of Man.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So the revealer of the word came as a lion who cried and seven thunders roared.
Right.
He is worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof.
Amen. Right.
But remember, the lion has prevailed.
Right.
The Bible says he was first a lamb. He came first as a lamb and he suffered and was led to his death in order to prevail.
Amen. Right.
Prevail, Brother Bam says, means to overcome.
Exactly.
You see, he had to come as a lamb first.
Amen.
In the first coming. Hallelujah.
Amen. Right.
And then he became king when he comes again the second time.
Amen. Exactly right.
And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12, just would like to read it. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
Right.
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
Right. That's
you all will want to reign with Christ for 1,000 years here on earth.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm looking forward to that day.
Amen.
But first, you need to suffer.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Without suffering, you cannot do it. You know, don't you think it would be great if God just give us character? You know, just like that? We pray for character and God gives us character right there. Hallelujah. But it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't work that way. Character is a gift. You attain it through much suffering on earth. Look at the life of Joseph, what he had to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
First, he had to go through suffering.
Right.
You know, he had to go through the hatred and the jealousy of the brethren.
Yep.
And then he had to be sold to slavery.
Yep. Right.
And in Potiphar's house, he was wrongly accused and was imprisoned for it. Think of it.
Amen.
But from the prison, God rose him up
Amen.
To sit on the throne.
Amen.
The right hand of Pharaoh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before you can reign, before you can get to that position of kingship or rulership of authority, first you need to suffer.
Right. Amen.
If you don't suffer, you can never reign.
Right.
And Revelation chapter 5 verse 10 says, and he has made us unto our God kings and priests.
Right.
And we shall reign on earth.
Amen.
Right. Oh, what a wonderful thought.
Yes. Amen.
He has made us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. It speaks about you and me.
Amen. Right.
It speaks about the elders and the thousands of the throngs right. that worship in them. We're crying unto God, holy, and you are worthy to receive honor yes. and riches and power and glory.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. But the Lamb has made us kings unto God. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful that he did not only made us kings, but he made us kings and priests. Kings and priests. Hallelujah. Before he became, before he becomes a lion, he first came as a lamb. Jesus Christ was a lamb. And took the closed book in his first
right.
coming.
Right.
When he becomes a lion, the sovereign ruler
yep.
holding the open book. How many understands that?
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the second coming. This is the coming of the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. The second time he's a lion.
Glory.
Not anymore a lamb,
right.
but
right.
a lion.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But I want to emphasize that.
Praise the Lord.
Before he became king, he was first a lion.
Right.
I'm sorry. A king, he was first a priest.
Right. Right.
Before he became a lion, he was first a lamb.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. So, I'm thankful that he made us kings.
Right.
But before we can become kings, we need to first be lambs.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, amen. We should not forget that. Because, you know, we sometimes become so revelated. Because, you know, we know all things. We talk about the Bible. We know about the mysteries of the Bible. And we tend to be up there. You know, we tend to be self-righteous. We tend to be arrogant sometimes. Hallelujah. When we say something, it's got to be it. We put a period in everything that we say.
Yeah, right.
And nothing can change it.
Right.
This is what kings do.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever the king says,
yep.
it shall come to pass.
Right.
But remember, you're priests too.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Amen? Yeah. And priests, amen, as priests, it represents the grace of God.
Right. Right. Amen.
We have to be representative of the grace and the love of God. Amen. But Ram says, grace and love, they're twins.
Right, right,
right.
Hallelujah. When you love people,
yep.
then grace will start to begin to project.
Right. Right.
Because God so loved the world,
right.
it projected a savior
yeah.
because
yeah.
of that love.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we cannot be kings without being priests
right.
first.
Right. Right.
Remember that.
Right.
Hallelujah. Why Judah? But Abraham says, O Judah, a lawgiver shall not go before it between his knees, which means the bosom of Judah, until Shiloh comes, for he will come through Judah.
Right.
And the lion, the symbol of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. Hallelujah. And he has overcome. Hallelujah. And when the lion of the tribe of Judah, when the Spirit of God comes into a person and you experience that new birth,
Amen.
It will transform your life.
Right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
It will make you think like Brother Branham thought.
Amen. Yeah.
He said in Greatest Battle Ever Thought, he said, no matter how wrong they are, let's not disfellowship or disassociate ourselves with anything.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my.
Right. Amen.
I'm thinking of the message movement now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we think we have the fullness of the word.
Right.
But because we think we are so revelated, We don't want to associate with other people that are not as revelated as we are. And we tend to not fellowship with this group and not fellowship with that group because they don't believe the same way that we do. They're not as righteous and they're not as holy. They're not as strict as we are. Think of it. No matter how wrong they are, but man said, let's not disfellowship or disassociate ourselves with anything. As long as we can win a soul. This is the main thing. That's the reason you're here and the rapture has not taken place because God wants you to win a soul.
Right.
Hallelujah. As long as we can win a soul, let's go on with it and wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Right.
See, and try to win every soul that we can.
Right.
Oh my goodness. I'm thinking of the tribes people in the Philippines, remote parts of the Philippines.
Right.
I'm thinking of the Aitas, Brother Wade ministered to some of them when we were in Zambales. They came down from the mountains because Brother Dade wanted to see them, but it was a long trip and you had to go through the rivers. It was a rough trip. You need at least 3 hours to get there.
Right.
So what we did, we just called them to a place in town, to the plains, near a village chief's house. And that's where we gathered them. We put up tents and we gathered the tribes people. And Brother Wade was able to minister to them. Amen. He preached about the name of the Lord. He preached about the correct baptism in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are no three persons in one God, Godhead, one God. There's only one person.
Amen.
And we need to be baptized in that name, the name of that one person, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the tribe's people took it so well. And we've been trying to help to minister to these tribe's people, even though it's tough going to these places. You know, we're actually helping a brother who works amongst his own tribe people, the Aitas. Brother Jesus Ugatan is his name. You met him. Brother Jesus works as an evangelist. And he goes, and sometimes he had to walk 7 hours to get to the place. And we gave him a motorcycle that he can use, but sometimes because of the high waters, he can't ride it through the high waters of the river, and he had to walk out in the rain and out in the heat of the sun. And now he's sick now. Brother Jesus Ugatan has been sick. So you pray for Brother Jesus Ugatan, but we have been helping him. He's a great asset to bring this message to his own people, tribes people. And we're building a big church there. And brother, this church has given me money to build the church and to put a roof over it.
Amen.
And we have assembled the roofing and everything. And it's now on the job site. And we're just waiting for the proper time to install it so that they can have a place of worship.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. In right in the mountains of Pinatubo. Hallelujah. So I'm thinking about these people. You know, if we don't go to them, who will? If Brother Jesus did not have that burden to help his people, who would? Hallelujah. But Brother Man said, as long as we can win a soul, let's go with it. This should be the number one burden of a person that's been rebirthed, born again into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And then he says, if a man, no matter how much some other one would disagree with him, if he doesn't feel that way, then there's a lacking of Christ.
Right.
In his life. I believe it from his heart. or from that person's heart, there's a lacking in Christ, not his lips, but his heart.
Right.
If he don't feel that way towards humanity.
Yeah. Right.
I was just reading where Brother Ben shook the hands of a man whom a lot of people thought funny. Because he was acting funny. And when Brother Benham had an interview with him, he had a long title after his name. and the first question that he asked Brother Benham was his affiliation and his title.
Yeah.
And Brother Benham said, "I don't care about titles."
Right.
He said, "It's the human race," he said.
Yeah.
"I'm interested in." I'm interested in the human race, not the creeds, not your organization, your sect or religion. I'm not interested in that. Not your color of your skin, but I'm interested in the human race. He said, "I'll shake your hand for that, because you're interested in the human race." You see, Brother Bam says, if you can act this way, if you cannot. Work with your brother who disagrees with you.
Yeah.
If you cannot love somebody who has no qualities that you can love.
Yeah.
Love the unlovable, he said.
Yeah.
Then there's a lacking of Christ.
Amen.
Lacking of Christ
right.
in his heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us.
Amen. Right.
God, fill this lack in our lives.
Amen. Right.
Amen. To be able to work with people that don't disagree with us, that don't agree with us. Hallelujah. Brother Bam says, that was Christ in Adam, a trial. Christ in Ezekiel and Daniel. Christ in Moses. Christ in David. It was Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. What? The Word of God, the Word being manifested by these prophets. So this made Moses asking God to save the people, take his life himself.
Right.
What was that? Christ in Moses.
Right.
What was it in Judah that he was willing to give his life?
Right. Yeah.
Amen. So that his brother could be set free. What was it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hallelujah. And this was really what touched the heart of Joseph.
Yeah.
It's what this Judah was willing to give his life for his half-brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
When he was the one who suggested he be sold to be a slave.
Yeah.
He didn't care what happened to Joseph. Hallelujah. And Joseph, you know, he didn't care for the other siblings.
Yeah.
Actually, he only cared for the full-blood brother, Benjamin. That's why he wanted to retain him. He wanted to let the others go. Think about it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But because of what Judah did,
right.
he displayed this great love
right.
for his half-brother. He was willing to give his life for the sake of his
right.
brother.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. That actually what moved Joseph
Amen. Right.
to reveal himself to his brethren.
Amen.
He said, "Don't be afraid. Everything happened for a purpose.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
God allowed all these things to happen in order to preserve
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we should not despair.
Right.
Yes. Things happen in our lives.
Right.
Things happen in our families
yes.
that are not pleasing.
Right.
Sometimes you don't understand.
Sure. Right.
Hallelujah. But you know that all things work together for the good.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
God allows things to happen to preserve life.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's right.
Christ in Adam. Adam did not forsake Eve.
Right.
He could have easily said, "Oh yes, Lord, get rid of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, make me another Eve, another woman."
Yeah.
And God could do that. But instead, Adam went to her quickly and planted his seed in her bosom. Because Adam had a revelation. If Eve had the seed of Adam in her, hallelujah, God could not touch her. Amen. Adam knew that as long as Eve was one with him, he was one with her. Hallelujah. God could not touch him. Why? Because Adam was the son of God. Hallelujah. So Adam actually redeemed Eve. Amen. Hallelujah. It was the Christ in Adam. It was the Christ in Ezekiel. It was the Christ in Daniel. And Daniel prophesied about the 7 weeks of Daniel. Amen. That was, he was expressing how much God loved Israel. 7 weeks. I remember when Peter said, Lord, how often should we forgive our brethren? Seven times? He thought that was a lot. Seven times. But the Lord said, no, 70 times seven.
Right.
Amen. So you might be wondering why 7 weeks.
Right.
That's exactly right. 7 weeks God determined upon himself to work in this, within the 70-week period to, in order to restore Israel.
Amen. Right.
My. Amen. About the 70 weeks of Daniel. Amen. 70 times 7.
Right.
70 weeks of Daniel.
Right.
7 is the number of completion.
Amen.
And when God forgives you, it's a complete forgiveness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God restores Israel, it's going to be a complete restoration. Amen. That's why the 7 seals are, they're not, the 7 mysteries, the 7 thunders, we call it, don't think they are 7 teachings or 7 doctrines. No. 7 represents completion.
Amen. Right.
This is a complete revelation of himself.
Amen.
When the seals were broken, Christ revealed himself completely to his church.
Amen.
Why? What was the purpose? So that the life that was in him can be poured out to the believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. First thing I want to say is, Jesus never lived for himself. His life was spent for others. And that's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church, and we do good things, and we do, and that's fine. But Abraham said, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you haven't got eternal life. Because eternal life is living for others. It proved it when it came, when it came in the Lamb of God, because he lived, he had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day that you don't live to yourself no more. You live for others. This is what the Holy Spirit will produce in your life. You will have the heart, very heart of Christ. You will have that mainspring. The Spirit of God will control everything, every move, every decision. Hallelujah. And that you'll start living your life to benefit other people. Hallelujah. May God help us. Amen. To take on this Spirit in our lives and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't try, because if you keep on trying, you just fail. What we need to do is to receive the Holy Ghost. And like I said, it's available for each one of us today. It was available right in Adam's time. It was made available during the days of the prophets. Of course, we understand that the actual outpouring took place at the beginning of the New Testament. At the birth of the church.
Right.
And I want to tell you, God has made it available for you and me today. You can receive the Spirit of God so that you think less and less of yourself. And you think more and more of Christ. You think more and more of the attributes of Christ. A believer is an attribute of Christ. Hallelujah. And there are believers that has not heard this message. There are believers in the mountains of the Philippines. There are believers in the isolated islands in our country. We have about 7,000 of them in our country. And somebody has to take this message to these people. Somebody has to know about the love of God. Somebody has to manifest it before them. You know, our witness can only become powerful as the people see that what we believe, we actually put into practice. We actually live what we believe. Are you living your life for yourself? Or are you living your life so that other people can benefit? Let's all stand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The musician could just come and sing, He is here, hallelujah, He is here, amen. Amen. He is here to partake, to make you partakers of His life.
Right.
He is here to give you of His Spirit.
Yeah.
He is here to open up Himself to you. He's right. Here to reveal Himself to you. He, the Word of God, anointed for this hour, is now revealing Himself to His bride. Hallelujah. So that you can become the Word yourself. How do you become the Word? You become the Word by receiving His Word. Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
He is here.
Never change your life.
Right.
Only God can do that.
Right.
Hallelujah. You cannot improve yourself to become a better man. Hallelujah. You don't want to just become a better man. You want to be like Christ. And in order to be like Christ, you have to receive His Spirit. Receive His Word. Receive His Spirit in you. And that will make you a born-again believer. In the last days, to be a part of the bride of Christ. God bless you. Pray for us as we continue with our journey. Pray for the work in the Philippines. We love you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
he wants us to do is to die to ourselves and let him live. Let him just come through our hearts and lives and live. And to live for others. That's something, isn't it? To live for somebody else. Let's sing that one more time if anybody has a need. I will bless his name. Tell him how much you enjoyed the message. Looking forward to this afternoon to come, sit down and listen again. That's what's good about somebody else doing the preaching. Because I never have read the Bible where it said faith cometh by preaching. It says faith comes by hearing. Now somebody's got to preach. That's okay. We got the point. But remember, it comes by hearing. That's where I get to eat at. It's when others is helping me, feeding me like meals. I enjoy that, don't you? Father, we thank you for today and what our brother ministered unto us. We pray that, Lord, that you'll go with us now as we go eat a natural meal and to think about these things, to think about living for others, living for somebody else, and to give our hearts and our lives away as he preached about Judah, they're willing to sacrifice himself just for to help out and to get little Benjamin out of the way. And Father, we just ask you to guide us now and help us. Give us of your love and your grace. Open our eyes to thy word and make us ready this afternoon to hear thy word. Bless your little bride around the world. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. He is here. I